This is Ken Braverman with no voice. All right. I guess I have to do an impersonation of someone who has a voice. How do you do that? All right. Problem with podcasting and having an active vocal lifestyle and then like getting sick or something is that when you lose your voice, it's really difficult to do this job, right? It's not really a job. We're doing it for fun, but it's working 9 to 5. It's Dolly Parton time because it's September 5th, 2017. We're going to try to pretend to have a voice for the next 17 minutes because it's time to pod. It's like 7:57 p.m. on Tuesday. So storms are brewing, man. Life's busy. World's getting complicated. Start to think about, you know, what are we going to do when the robots take all of our jobs and they become even a threat to us? Putin's throwing it out there. He's like, you know what? The nation
that has the most powerful of the bots and the drones and the militarized things, you know, that are going to kill people. And the one bot beat the other bot. Other team has to surrender. You know, your nation cannot live if your bots cannot beat our bots. And our bots are going to be good.
He's right. He's right. Thanks, Vlad. You're spot on. Drone-on-drone military action is certainly in the near future. What, you think we're the only country that came up with a pilotless drone that can bomb people in Pakistan? Freaking no. That will be a very sad and scary day when, you know, somebody gets a hold of a drone and kills somebody from the sky in the United States, because it's inevitable that it's going to happen, you think, unless we create some unbelievable defense system. But it's whatever. I mean, like, there's all kinds of weird future crimes that are in ways to attack people, countries, the race. There's all kinds of things that are scary that we never thought of before that are out there. But let's just take a gander at the immediates. What's coming down the pike? Irma.
Irma.
Irma's a nasty sounding name. She sounds like she sounds like a Czechoslovakian dyke. Irma. Irma will fuck you up. She sounds bad. She's category 5 already. She's ripping over countries that we all like to go and get away to on a cruise. She's blowing, and then she's going to take out Cuba next, and then Puerto Rico. Watch out. I mean, it's just boom, 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 boom. Not good. I don't have a good feeling about this. I'm dealing with a whole personal issue. Like, I got a grandpa. I got a 94-year-old grandpa in Fort Lauderdale. It's like, do we go get him? Like, you can't let your elderly relatives take the brunt of a Category 5 right to their town in Florida. You just can't do that. You got to get them out of there. I feel like we have enough warning nowadays. It's 2017. Time to get out of there. It's much better to watch disasters from afar than be in them, especially if you know they're coming. It's kind of like dodging somebody in ice hockey. You know, you're skating around the rink. You're just, forget ice hockey, just regular skating around the rink. You can kind of go away from crazy people. If you see somebody doing a tornado, see one of those figure skaters spinning around, bringing her arms and her legs together, going from like not so fast to super quick. Right. Katharina Vitinet, you know? All right. Well, you try to dodge that stuff. So I would say let's get grandpa out of there. But things aren't perfect. Models are not perfect. And the storm may not be going to Fort Lauderdale, Miami. May be going to Myrtle Beach. Hope not. May be going to Savannah. Could be going south. Could be. I don't know. Waters are warm and storms are big. And it could be coming to your nation's capital. Could be coming right to my house. Now, in all these instances, I will be getting out of town. Now, I've done this before. This is the way to handle this. There was a blizzard, a 2-foot blizzard, like a year or two ago. I went to Lake Placid, where it didn't even snow. I was in upstate New York, just in through the mountains. It was 2 feet of snow in the nation's capital. And in New York, I think everyone got destroyed. But there was nothing there. So it's good to get away. So watch out for Irma. That will be something to keep an eye on. Okay, so let's go into the future. Lots of crazy things. Now, I was wondering, I'm one of these conspiracy theorists, nut jobs sometimes about weird things. But I saw something that made sense to me, which was shooting radio waves, concentrated radio waves, into the ionosphere, which is kind of like a level of the atmosphere of the Earth, pretty high up, what we would consider to be like kind of clear sky way up there, and superheating that area to bubble it up to change weather patterns. It sounded in theory like it might work. And I always wondered if that's possible, meaning like you send a lot of concentrated radio waves or some type of wave that generates some type of heat at a focal point and hit certain molecules, like bounce something off certain molecules that are in this maybe 100 mile up or whatever part of the atmosphere to create a hot bubble there. A hot bubble then would what? Destabilize the wind structure below it, because hot is it going to open up more hot to it or whatever? Either way, I feel like it could change wind patterns sort of for a period of time until that area naturally cools on its own. And it always made me wonder if you could redirect storms this way by focusing and bubbling up a part of the atmosphere and say, oh, you know, we want Irma to go into the Atlantic Ocean instead of going and destroying the East Coast. Can we superheat a part of the atmosphere that's above the Atlantic for this period of time to create a little mini vacuum, a mini whirlpool to kind of suck the winds up and bring, I guess, a low pressure or a high pressure or something, whatever, to focus it in? Can you actually manipulate this? And of course, that's going to have other impacts on other weather patterns across the entire globe. So not only does it become a protective mechanism, but also becomes a way to wage weather on another part of the country if you wanted to make a weather attack on someone. So it's a weapon too, but it could be used for good or evil, right? And you know, what we don't often think about is that when globally powerful weapons are discovered and harnessed and manipulated by man, certain nations, some more reputable than others, when we have gone that route in the past, we are generally pretty responsible with it. We all do kind of agree that nuking other countries is wrong, and we don't do that for 70 years. But what we got going on now with DPRK, this is interesting, because seems like Kim Jong-un is not responsible enough to have nukes. That, according to all accounts and all the pictures we've seen and his haircut, he's not up to the task. Now, what does that mean for the rest of the world? Well, we don't want to go in and bomb anybody, because that's not right. What I've always thought the solution to this is even though Un isn't stable enough to have them, he's got them to some degree, and he might use them, because we believe he might use them. If he thought he was going down completely and he had no way out, he might shoot him off just in a whim of, I hate everyone. Like, have you seen my hair? I hate everyone. And yeah, I don't know. And just be done with it. So everyone's got to watch out for that. So what's the solution to this? How do you do this without millions and millions of Korean people dying, both North and South, unfortunately, I feel like. So, well, you avoid shooting at him. Like, he's got to do it first. So, you know, you seed a first strike from North Korea, because they don't have the capability to destroy too much of the world, unfortunately, you know, just if you think about it. So you don't strike first on North Korea, but what you want to do is you want to change the hearts and minds and give the North Korean people something. I've always thought, all right, this is a good use of a drone, good use of a bot, which is you send in, like, imagine these robots, they have like two legs and like a table. They look like a little circular table. And they just come walking into the country, and they have food inside of them. They have iPads inside of them. They have like solar powered iPads inside of them. And food. And and magazines, you know, information. And they just crawl around the country. They're like little landmines. They're landmines of information. And they educate the people and feed them. And if you start to feed and educate the people, like how is Kim Jong-un going to prevent thousands of swarming bots of information from infiltrating his country? That's something that you could actually send over the demilitarized zone and not worry about it. Like maybe the North Koreans are going to be grenade launching these robots that you have walking. Like somebody get Boston Dynamics on the phone. If you haven't seen their videos, they've got these, you know, crazy walking bots like that. You can miniaturize those guys, have them about the size of a coffee table. And seriously, they've got nothing but, you know, ramen inside of them. No, we can do better than that. Dude, they could have MREs like you've never seen before. And information. And all of a sudden, you would have a voice in the Korean Republic that you never thought you could have before, that you could never even have with people, because you can't get any people in, but you can keep creating an endless amount of these drones that have food and information to enlighten the public, to get them to eventually assemble and revolt against their leader. Because one man can't control the hearts and minds of millions when they're against the world of the internet, you know, the internet of information and free information. So I think that's how you win the battle. It's a unique way to attack this, because who is Kim Jong-un gonna like get angry at, or how is he gonna stop that if you really just flooded his country with food and information? Food and that's it. Well, he would start to lose his ability to tell everybody what to do, because they would have their own food. That's step one, right? First comes food, then comes internet. But you can go all wireless and everything. I guess there are no cell phone taps. You can have a satellite enabled. Now you have some type of Wi-Fi. That's the other thing. These drones could probably be Wi-Fi enabled. So what he would end up doing is, even if you capture these little drones, that I imagine them like folding up into landmine shaped like circles as they sit on the ground, and then people just come up to them. You can have screens on them. If you think about all the money we spend on things like jets and huge military craft, a little walking drone, which I'm sure we're already developing. Like I said, somebody get Boston Dynamics on the phone. I'm sure they have something like this. How cool would it be? This would totally solve the problem, right? Because even if you toppled Kim Jong-un the hard way, you'd still be left with a country that had to get organized. So how about you take advantage of machine learning and artificial intelligence and food and some cool inventions that people come up with to aid humanity instead of kill and destroy. Now, the problem is, yeah, you can also outfit this thing with a rifle and blow people away. Let's not go that route for now. Let's just go with it brings food and information. How sweet would that be? That's where you start on North Korea in my book. Irma, get the hell away from it. We're going to have to get our robots to be 3D printing new houses for everybody the way that the weather is. Oh, what else is going on? God, there's so many things going on. All right, I need to start on the NFL file. The NFL, this is how bad the weather is, you know, weeks before, we've already had one game canceled in preseason, and now we've got a game getting postponed or rescheduled or something. Between and Miami, because they're like mother effer. Yeah, and that hurricane may affect more. I don't know where there are other home games this weekend, but I bet you it affects more than one place. Because, you know, who wants to go to a game? I don't know if places don't have domes. That's all we need is like a dome collapsing and a freaking hurricane and a football game. Oh, Jesus Christ. What a mess. Yeah, weather's bad. Guess what? Oh, maybe Al Gore was right. Just maybe. Continually putting out more carbon in the atmosphere, like having, you know, VW lie about the diesel emissions. And yeah, that stuff has an impact apparently. Sucks. All right, I gotta cut this few minutes short because I'm losing my voice. I can't stop talking. Doing the best I can. So expect a YouTube video with me not being able to talk coming out probably tomorrow. So Ken Bruman is out for 9/5.